Good morning, everyone. My name is Aram, and you may know me as TJ and Theo's dad. And I'll be sharing today's devotion. Before we begin, let me pray for us. God, thank you for this day. We are ready to hear from you. Would you soften our hearts and open our ears to hear from you today? In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. So we'll be going through Acts 1. I will read for us. Acts 1. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you'll be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they were gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." Then they returned to Jerusalem from Mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day journey away. And when they had entered, they went up to the upper room where they were staying, Peter and John and James and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus and Simon the Zealot, and Judas the son of James. All these with one accord were devoting themselves to prayer, gathering with the women and the Mary, the mother of Jesus, and his brothers. In those days, Peter stood up among the brothers. The company of persons was in all about 120, and said, "Brothers, the scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke beforehand by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered among us and was allotted his share in this ministry. Now this man acquired a field with a reward of his wickedness, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his bowels gushed out. And it became known to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, so that the field was called in their own language, Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'May his camp become desolate, and let there be no one to dwell in it, and let another take his office.' So one of men who have accompanied us during all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John until the day he was taken up from us, one of these men must become with us a witness to his resurrection." And they put forward two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was called Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, Lord, who know the hearts of all, show which one of these two you have chosen to take the place in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas turned aside to go to his own place." And they cast lots for them, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles. Amen. The Book of Acts is a part of two-part series that we now know as the Gospel of Luke and Book of Acts. It was written by Luke, who was a traveling partner to Paul. And in his opening line of Acts in verse 1, Luke starts by just giving a summary of Gospel of Luke. And in verse 3 to 11, Luke begins to talk about how Jesus spent time with the disciples for 40 days, and then he ascended into heaven. So this is interesting because in the first book, the Gospel of Luke, Luke ended the book by already talking about Jesus' ascension. So there's a little bit of redundancy here, but this time in Acts, Luke adds a little more details about what Jesus commanded the disciples to do before he ascended. So first, let's imagine ourselves as one of the Jesus' disciples. You've just spent 40 days with the resurrected Jesus. You saw him crucified and dead. Now you see him alive. He's eating, drinking with you, laughing, and teaching. Now you know that he is the King and Messiah. So disciples are excited to see Jesus finally bring his kingdom on this earth. So in verse 6, they're eagerly asking Jesus, "When will you restore the kingdom of Israel?" And in verse 7, Jesus answers the disciples, but instead of answering the question directly, Jesus said that the disciples will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and they will be his witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. It may seem like Jesus was deflecting the question, but that was Jesus' plan for redemption of this world. The rest of Acts is actually about how God's redeeming story began as Jesus' disciples were baptized by the Holy Spirit. So what the disciples were expecting was that Jesus would conquer this world, but Jesus' plan was that the disciples would carry out God's redemption plan. And disciples thought that they would start going out and do ministries right away, but Jesus' plan was that disciples would first receive power and the fullness of his Holy Spirit. So here is the part that I want to focus on today. Yeah, I want to tell you that you are Jesus' disciple. This amazing journey with God, it's not just reserved for the apostles or those that you think are holy. The invitation is for us all. God desires for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that you can experience God in unimaginable ways. He wants you to know that you are a part of His grand redemptive plan. And it doesn't matter how long you have been a Christian, we need to continually be filled by the Spirit so that we can serve and bless others. So, how can we be filled or be refilled by the Holy Spirit? The answer is very simple and ordinary. In Acts 1, Jesus told the disciples to go back to where they were, go back to Jerusalem. They went into a house together and pray. They did not go in the street to preach. They did not travel to the ends of the earth. They did not go out to heal the sick. They simply gathered, prayed, and waited. They trusted that Jesus would do what he said he would do. So how can we apply this into our lives? So number one, stay where you are. Be a faithful student, faithful worker, faithful parent. Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. But number two, let's take intentional steps together and pray. Monday night prayer at school. It's a great place for that, but if that doesn't work out for your schedule, that's okay. Meet with other fellow believers, maybe with your friends at family group or microchurch. But let's do that as a community. Number three, let's boldly ask God to fill us with the Holy Spirit so that His kingdom will come and His will be done wherever we are, as in heaven. And let's wait for the Holy Spirit and trust that God's timing and God's plan is so much greater than what we can imagine. So in Luke 11:13, it reads, "If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Jesus promised that for those who ask, our Father would surely give the Holy Spirit to us. So Symphony Church, let's be praying in faith that God would fill us with the Holy Spirit. He'll take us on an amazing ride. Let's pray. God, we desire to see your kingdom here as it is in heaven. Fill us with your Spirit even right now. Fill Symphony Church with your Spirit. We're so grateful that we have this invitation and we are excited for an amazing journey with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. All right, have a great Monday, everyone. God bless.